Melbourne Bird Vet, this is Monique.
Oh, hi. Don't know if I need to take my budgie in. And I don't know if I should make an appointment for tomorrow if there's any.
Yeah, what's going on with your budgie?
Oh, well, he's 4 years old, and, like, throughout all these years, he, like, has a sneezing fit, but it only happens here and there. But now he had one on Sunday, and today he's settled now, and it seems to happen when he's eating his seed.
Okay.
And I don't know if it warrants, because he did have a checkup with Corrie here at Morwell about a month and a half ago. And I did mention it to her, but we didn't do anything else because other than that, he's fine.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should make an appointment in case he's sneezing and then just cancel it if he's okay.
Is the sneezing any worse than the past few years or...?
No, not really. It's just it just goes like... And then he wipes his nose on his perch. And, yeah, so it's not like he does the sneeze, like one sneeze here and there. Like I've copped it in the face before. But this is like a continuous sneeze. But it's something that only happens... I don't know, every 2 or 3 months, there might be one episode. But
okay.
This one, I just don't know whether, because it happened on Sunday, because I'm normally here with him in the room, I don't do anything, so I'm pretty much with him all the time. But I don't know, you know, like he stopped now, obviously, so I don't know. Or should I just see how he goes, maybe overnight and then tomorrow, and just see how he goes? Yeah, maybe I might do that. I might just see how it goes.
Look, if he's still not well tomorrow, just give us a call and we can book him in for an appointment.
Yeah, because then I wondered, because he's on iodine because he had an enlarged thyroid, so he gets that every month. But I'm not thinking to do anything with that, surely. You know, whether he needs more iodine or... No, because it's a different type of sound.
Give us a call tomorrow if you think that he needs to come in and we can always book you in.
Yeah. While you're on the phone, I think I might order some more of the green and grain.
Yeah, sure.
If you can send it to me.
Yeah, did you still want the same amount as last time, which is the 500 grams?
When was the last time? What date was that I got that?
That was the 12th of March.
So it's lasted me March, April, May, June, July. So that's only like 4 months, say. Well, maybe I can get a kilo. Because is it best to get them? Because normally I always like to get the seed like fresh all the time.
Yeah, so
is
I mean
it best
4 months.
To get it fresh?
Yeah, I mean 4 months is pretty good for a bag of seeds. So if you want to get the small bag again, that's a pretty good time frame to keep it fresh.
Yeah, well, I might just get a small one, I reckon.
Yeah, all right. And did you just want that regular post again?
Yeah.
Right.
He wipes his nose a lot on the perch, but then see, he just always seems to do that, but there's nothing dripping, and quite often when he's molting, he does it, you know, so... But he's fine now, so... Yeah, I mean, he's all good. He's playing and everything. It's just his sneezing, and it seems to... I don't know whether his food's a bit... the smaller bits are getting up his nose or something.
If it's a little bit dusty, maybe.
The food, yeah. I don't know whether I should. Because when it gets to the bottom of the bin, sometimes I put it through a strainer to get all the little bits out of it. Yeah, I might do that after and see if, yeah. Yeah, no, all right. I'll just get... And I've still got... Does iodine go off or does it...
I mean, it's because it's mixed up with water, so we probably would recommend, I guess, getting a fresh one, like, every 6 months or so.
Oh, okay, because this is from March 24.
What? Well, did you want a fresh bottle of that as well?
Oh, so you actually mix it up with water, do you?
Yeah, because it has to be diluted.
Oh, okay. Because I wondered why the colour's not as yellow anymore.
Yeah. Did you want me to add a bottle of that to your package as well?
Yeah, you may as well, because if that's over a year old, yeah, I may as well just get him some fresh stuff.
All right, sure. No worries. So I've got 500 grams of the greens and grains, an iodine, and just a regular post. It's $34.27.
Yes.
Do you have a card on you?
Yep, yep. I'll just read it out for you. 5353.
Yep.
1653.
Yep.
0181.
Yep.
6560.
Yep, and the expiry?
Expiry is 0728.
Yep, and just a number on the back.
That's 997.
And am I still sending that to Unit 141 Waratah Drive in Morwell?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. No worries. I'll get that one sent out to you.
What's the best seed to give them?
The best
because
seed.
This greens and grains gets mixed in with the stuff I get at the pet shop. They have it in bulk and they sell it in 2 kilo bags.
Yeah, so you just want to get something from like a stock feed or like a shop or something. You just want to avoid like supermarket brands.
Yeah, because this is like pet. What's it called? Pet stock. And it's something they buy in bulk, which I've been giving him, because I did have a feed shop here in Morwell, but then one day it had weevils in it, the feed that I got him. And then they closed down, like it's really yucky, dirty shop. And now there's a new one. I think it's reopened. I'm thinking it's different owners, so whether I should maybe go there.
Yeah, you can always try and have a look at the seed and see if it looks nice and fresh.
Oh, look, I wouldn't even know, because a lot of people on the budgie site, you know, some say the AV grain and this and that, so I just don't know whether are they actually any better than...
Yeah, so AV grain is a good brand. That one is one that we do recommend. That one is one that is good to use.
Oh, okay, so I don't know whether I should... Because then I would still mix the greens and grains in it, wouldn't it, half and half like I'm doing now?
Yeah, you can do that.
There's different colours of the AV grain.
Usually we'd go with the budgie blue.
AV grain blue.
Yep, the
budgie blue. Yeah. Because I might try that, actually. I might try that for a change, maybe.
Yeah, you can try that.
I don't know if it's any better than what he's got at the moment, but... And where have you got anywhere that I could actually order from?
So we actually do sell 500 grams and 1 kilo AV grain here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should just get a 500 gram of that. Sorry, you've just done the card and everything.
Yeah, sure, we can do that. Just pull it
That'll off. Just, that means I won't have to go. So I hate doing stuff online. I just absolutely hate it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can pop a bag of that in as well. So it's just $6 for that one.
Yeah, rightio.
Give me one second. I'll just have to grab your card again.
Yeah, no worries. Sorry for that. So, like, you'll give me 500 of that and 500 of this.
Yeah.
And obviously I'll use them up. I've still got a little bit of the other stuff left. I don't know whether I'll just start on these maybe, and then they'll just go at the same time.
Yep.
The number's 5353.
Yep.
1653.
Yep.
0181.
Yep.
6560.
Yep. And the expiry?
0728.
Yep.
And the CVC is 997.
Seven.
Yeah, see, it's fine now. It's just that I get too, as soon as something's wrong with him, I just go, oh no, you know. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, it's hard. But, yeah, just let us know tomorrow if you think he does need to be seen to and just give us a call.
Yeah, yeah, I will. Look, obviously, if he's going to keep sneezing throughout the day and stuff, but it's just that he did it Sunday and now he's done it again today, and that's, like, too quickly after one another, because normally it's, like I said, once every 3 or 4 months he'll have a fit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right. No worries.
All right, well, thanks for that.
Yeah, we'll get that all sent out for you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. All right,
okay,
bye.
Okay, see ya. Bye.